Hello, my name is Craig Philbrick, and today I'm going to be talking to you guys about a frame that I took last year, June 2nd, 2020, during the Black Lives Matter movement, one of the marches. And it's funny how this photo came to be. One of my good friends from Far Rockaway, shout out Queens one time. Originally, we didn't even speak to each other. We just happened to run into each other on the sidelines of a march. He was smoking a cigarette, and I was like, "My God, that's crazy! How we just, you know, like, this is crazy that you're here. I'm happy you're here." So we just stuck to each other until we got to Columbus Circle. And out of respect towards the subject, I'm not going to name any names because he didn't want to be named. But I can tell you, he's a gentleman from Far Rockaway. He's a U.S. Navy veteran. And this is how he, you know, this is how he felt, as probably a lot of other people that served felt too. Like, this is not what we stand for. And he went all out. My man put on the uniform. He put George Floyd on his nameplates. And, you know, that takes a lot of guts, because technically you aren't really supposed to wear your uniform when you're out of the military. So big ups to my guy. And, you know, yeah, we the march finished, or took a pause. It didn't finish. It will never be finished. Took a pause at Columbus Circle. You know, people said their words. And while people were saying words, I was like, bro, I got to get it. I got to get this picture in front of the Trump Tower of you. And he was, you know, he was about it, and we did it, and it was a very powerful statement. And, you know, that's more or less how the picture became. We randomly ran into each other, and I took a powerful image, and I thank him for that. And, you know, the rest is history.